Hey guys, welcome to the pronunciation challenge. My name is Sean. Today's video is related to food. The question that have been asked the most in the office or school is what are we having for lunch? Am I right? We have several meals a day, even some snacks. Some people are struggling for not having too much junk food or are going on a diet. But have you ever thought about not eating food at all? Today's video is what if you stopped eating food? And what happens to your body if you stop eating food? So let's take a look at the sentence today. Several weeks of starvation, fat stores become depleted, and all that is left for energy is proteins. At this point, essential proteins for survival, like antibodies used to fight infection, or muscle proteins used for strength, are now being used to make glucose. After several weeks of starvation, fat stores become depleted, and all that is left for energy is proteins. At this point, essential proteins for survival, like antibodies used to fight infection, or muscle proteins used for strength, are now being used to make glucose. All right, let's take a look at the vocabularies. 第一个字是 starvation， 这个字有饥饿或是挨饿的意思，是一个名词。可以说 the old man died of starvation， 这位老人被饿死了。那 starvation 是由 starve 这个动词衍生出来的。starve 有挨饿或是渴望的意思，我们比较常说的是 Let's get something to eat. I'm starving. 我们去吃点东西吧，我饿坏了。那另外一个有饥饿的意思 的字是 hunger. 那 hunger 这个字是名词，我们可以用在他有很强烈的求知欲的时候，我们可以说 He has a hunger for knowledge.那一样有渴望的意思的字有 craving。 craving 这个字我们比较常用到的是 I'm craving for something， 比如说 after watching that movie I'm craving ice cream， 看完那部电影后我好想吃冰淇淋。接下来这个单字是 deplete， deplete 有用尽或是耗尽什么的资源，那我们比较常用的是说消耗地球的资源。好，那这边有一个比较长的例句是说，如果我们继续消耗地球上的自然资源，将会对环境造成严重的破坏。我们可以说 If we continue to deplete the Earth's natural resources, we will cause serious damage to the environment. 好，再来也有跟用尽消耗比较接近的单字是 deprive， 那这个字其实是剥夺或是丧失的意思。 You can't think clearly when you are deprived of sleep， 如果你的睡眠被剥夺了，你就不能清楚的思考。接下来是 take away， 大家应该都蛮熟悉这个字的。 take away 有拿走或是带走的意思，你可以说Please take these chairs away. We don't need them anymore. 请拿走这些椅子，我们用不到了。或者是到餐厅的时候，服务生可能会问你说 Would you like to have it here or to take away? 你要内用还是外带呢？好，下一个单字是 seize. Seize 这个字有抓住或者是夺取的意思。比如说我们常会讲到 seize the chance 或是 seize the opportunity， 去抓住这个机会。 He seized the chance to have a little chat with the experts in the seminar， 他在研讨会上抓住机会和专家聊一聊。好，再来下一个单字是 essential， essential， essential 这个字有必要的、不可或缺的或是基本的意思，它是一个形容词。水对生物来说是不可或缺的。 Water is essential for living things. 那跟这个字很像的有 necessary. Necessary 也是必须的或是必要的意思。 Oxygen is necessary for life. 或者你也可以说 Oxygen is essential for life. 再来 下一个字是 compulsory. Compulsory 虽然是也意思也是必须的，但是它比较强制性的，可能会是义务的，就是法律规定的，或是规则规定的。你可以说 The law made wearing seatbelts in cars compulsory. 法律规定坐车要系安全带。再来我们来看一下下一个单字是 antibody。 Antibody 的意思是抗体，那 antibody 的形容词是 antibacterial。 Antibacterial 的意思就是抗菌的。那我们常市面上常看到的是抗菌洗手乳，那上面可能就会说 antibacterial hand wash。 好，再来呢，另外一个单字是 antivirus。 Antivirus 这个字是预防电脑病毒的，像我们电脑都会安装 antivirus software 或是 antivirus program 防毒软体或者是防毒程式。再来下一个单字是 infection。 infection 这个字是名词，它有传染或是感染的意思，那它是由 infect 这个动词衍生而来的。那 infect 这个字你可以说 The flu virus infected almost the entire class. 全班几乎人人都染上了流行性感冒病毒。而 infect 的形容词是 infectious。 infectious 的意思有传染的或是易传播的，比如说 infectious disease 传染病，或者是 infectious laugh 笑声很有 感染力。再来是 infatuation。 infatuation 是名词的热恋或是着迷，那你可以说 No one expected their infatuation for each other to last this long. 没有人认为他们的热恋会这么持久。好，最后一个单字是 glucose。 glucose 的意思是葡萄糖。好，再来是 protein。 protein 这个字在句子里面也有出现，它是蛋白质的意思。Meat and fish are a vital source of protein. 肉和鱼是摄取蛋白质的重要来源。那另外一个字是 vitamin。 Vitamin。 Vitamin 是维他命的意思。那 oranges and other citrus are full of vitamin C. 柑橘类富含维他命 C。Alright, that's all for the pronunciation challenge today. If you are interested in the topic, please check on the videos. And that's all for today. Thank you. Bye.